Republican Baltimore County Councilman Wade Ketch has been accused of grandstanding and fiscal recklessness by fellow council members and administration officials. Ketch is running for his second term, and as WYPR's John Lee reports, he scoffs at those accusations.
At a meeting last month, just as the county council was about to pass next year's budget, Councilman Ketch lobbed a last-minute grenade into the proceedings. He proposed reducing the county's property tax rate by a penny, saying the county could afford it.
A one-penny reduction on the property tax is going to reduce county revenues by $8 million.
County Administrative Officer Fred Homan, usually a man of few words at council meetings, let Ketch have it.
And if I can comment on the proposal that was just made, I would like to make it very clear that it was absolutely irresponsible.
Homan, who at the time was also serving as interim county executive, said it would send a message to the agencies that set bond ratings that the county deserves to lose its AAA status. And Councilwoman Kathy Bevins, a Democrat, piled on.
Absolute grandstanding. Absolute grandstanding again.
But Ketch calls that accusation outrageous. Ketch says his message that day and in his campaign for re-election is that the county is blowing money on special interests with deep pockets rather than on its citizens.
And that indeed we can reduce taxes because they're too high. We shouldn't be doing it.
On a recent rush hour afternoon, Ed Hale Jr. was standing at one corner of York and Seminary holding a Hale for County Council sign and waving at the drivers whizzing by. He had some help on the other corners as well.
So I have my son Tyler on that corner right there. My son Charlie in that corner right there.
Hale is one of two Republicans challenging Ketch in the GOP primary. If Hale's name rings a bell, his father was the CEO of First Mariner Bank and is the owner of the Baltimore Blast soccer team. He agrees with Ketch that the tax rate can be reduced, but Hale says the county budget needs to be cut first.
You can't give people a tax decrease when we don't have enough coming in to satisfy our current debt service now.
Hale says after the election, he'll reveal where he would want to make budget cuts. Both Hale and the third Republican in the race, Doug Zinn, say Ketch is not delivering for the 3rd District, which runs up the center of the county from the Beltway to the Pennsylvania line. Much of it is rural, conservative, and Zinn says he believes that's the issue.
I suspect it's politics because the council has been dominated by Democrats and our district is predominantly Republican.
Zinn calls Ketch a marginal councilman. Hale says the incumbent has a record of not getting along with his council colleagues, which in turn hurts people who live in the third.
Our infrastructure, parks, any kind of improvements the other districts are getting, we're not getting.
Ketch counters he has delivered. He's pushed to make county government more transparent and to preserve natural resources in the third. Ketch says he's running to complete an unfinished agenda.
We need more recreational fields. We also need a senior citizen center in northern Baltimore County and a rec center.
Before winning his council seat, Ketch served 40 years in the House of Delegates. Hale owns a trucking company in Rosedale, and Zinn says he has more than 30 years of local and federal government management experience, most recently at the Baltimore County Health Department. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.